Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We thank God, amen, for Apostle Rouse and also Pastor Rouse. Yes, we have a pastor. Pastor Rouse, an awesome man of God. But that's her husband who stands by her. Glory to God. And we thank God that we have an apostle and a pastor. And we thank God for both of them. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to also encourage you to come and partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive something called Moments in the Spirit. You know, it's an awesome two-minute clip that will jumpstart your Monday, and it's done by none other than Minister Michelle Wilson. She does an awesome job with the two-minute clip. You know, if you come on in and partner with us, you'll receive the two-minute clip. But we only ask you in partnering with us that you pay $25 or more. No, you can't pay for the word, but guess what? Amen. You sure can sow a seed into the word. And we thank God, amen, for Minister Michelle Wilson, who does the two-minute clip, and she does an awesome, awesome job. And also, Apostle and Pastor, they do mentoring, they do teaching, they do counseling. They do whatever you may need. Amen. It's all wrapped up in one package. And I encourage you, if you want a mentor, if you need prayer, if you want somebody to counsel you, I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. Go ahead and inbox them, and they'll get back with you. Amen. Glory to God. However they wish. And they will encourage you, amen, to come on and be a part of the wild team, because you know God is moving. Don't miss the move of God. Amen. So we're calling everyone from the north, south, the east, and the west to come on in. Amen. And get what you need on the ground floor. Like I said, you can hit them up on Facebook. Amen. You can inbox them and let them know what the need may be, and they will get back in contact with you. Amen. Glory to God. And you move on down on Tuesday night. It's One Word from the Lord, where Apostle and Pastor tag team the devil. They don't play with him. Glory to God. I'm sure some of you have been online and you've heard the awesome ministry that goes forth on Tuesday nights. It's an awesome, awesome ministry. Last week on Tuesday, God was moving in such a miraculous way. Glory to God. People were getting healed, set free, and he was calling them out. Glory to God. He was calling the devil out. Amen. He letting the devil know that he didn't have no room in their life. So I encourage you to make sure you listen on Tuesday night. It comes on at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Amen. And if you move on down just a little bit further, glory to God, we have our Wild Radio, Faith Come By Hearing, with none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Glory to God. Elder Askew will be on live on next Saturday. Glory to God. She's going to pray over the water next Saturday. Glory to God. And I encourage you, that'll be the 12th. Amen. I encourage you, amen, to go and get all the water, amen, that you can get. Glory to God. You know, when sometimes they say, you know, some people just say, well, I only got one bottle. Amen. You got to look into it a little bit further than that. Glory to God. Amen. When she says she's going to pray over the water, you can have a whole tank. Glory to God. And amen. That prayer going to hit that whole tank. My God, my God. Remember, the angels came down a certain time and they troubled the water. Glory to God. So amen. A big pool of water. So come on. Amen. Glory to God. Reach out. Get more than just one bottle. Get more than one case, glory to God. And see what God is going to do, because I do believe God is going to do some awesome, awesome work through the water, glory to God. So I encourage you on next Saturday, it's the 12th, amen. And the time, amen, glory to God, we will be putting the time on Facebook, glory to God, so you can see exactly what time, amen. So be ready, glory to God, because it's going to be an awesome time. The water is going to bring healing in your life, whatever the need may be. Glory to God, amen, hallelujah. And if you move on down, we'll call something the Hour of Power.
And it's prophetic corner. It's the first 30 minutes. We come on every Sunday at 5 o'clock p.m.
Amen. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm the first 30 minutes, Prophet Martha Williams. And Minister Elaine is the voice of truth worldwide ministries. She comes on at 5:30. So I want you to go ahead, amen, whenever I finish, just go ahead on over there and show her some love. You know, love is what it does. You know, sometimes you say, yeah, I love you, but what you doing? Glory to God. If you ain't doing nothing but listening, amen, glory to God, to the word that's coming forth from her mouth, then amen, that's a blessing. That's love. Hallelujah. And love is what it does. So you, if you love, you need to show love. Glory to God. So I encourage you, once Prophetic Corner is off, go right on, keep it locked right here. Just change stations a little bit. You can go on her page and click on the link. Amen. It'll take you to her show, amen, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. And keep all those announcements in mind. And I don't ever want to get our midweek manner. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome clip done by none other than Apostle Rouse herself. It's an awesome, awesome clip. I mean, if you become partner, then you will receive all these moments in the spirit and the clip. Also, the midweek now. It was awesome on last week. Glory to God. I thank God. I encourage you to come on in and get in on the ground floor so you can get your midweek manna and also you can get, amen, moments in the spirit. You know, God is moving. And I always say, don't miss the move of God. God moves more than one way. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes you tie God up and you put him in a box. But God is not a box God. He's omnipotent. He's everywhere. He's everywhere you need him to be. Glory to God. So that means his word is everywhere. It's ever yet spreading in different ways. Not just on radio, through the word of God, yes, glory to God. The book, amen, of the Bible, yes, it is. It's also spreading on the airways. It's going in the highways and the byways and compelling people to come to Christ. So I encourage you on this day to get in on the ground floor and hear what God is doing and see what God is saying. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you forget any of those announcements, you can go to either of our pages. The announcements are also located on our pages on Facebook. So I encourage you, amen, to keep all of them in mind. Amen. Don't miss a one. And I'm going to encourage you again. Don't miss, amen, the water being stirred on next Saturday. So this is going to be an awesome time in the Lord. And watch God move. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, with all that in mind, amen, I'm going to be reading from Proverbs chapter 3. You can go ahead, if you got the Bibles, and turn to Proverbs chapter 3. I'm going to start at the first verse, but I'm going to go ahead now to open us up in prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, on today, oh God. We give you the glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, oh God. Just lifting up your name on high, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be here in your presence once again, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that healing shall take place, God, in the mind and in the soul, oh God, in the name of Jesus. All those who are heavy laden, oh God, let them come to you, Lord God, to get rest on today in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, let their spirit, Lord God, oh my God, here, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, right now to take all the pain away, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are hurting, Lord God, oh my God, those that have lost loved ones, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those that have loved ones, Lord God, who are sick, we know that you're the healer, God, and you will heal them, God, everywhere they are hurt. Ain't nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Oh, my Lord, because you created the body, God, and you can heal it in an instant, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we call out to you on today, Lord God, to go, my Lord, and see about those, Lord God, who are confused in their mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those that don't know you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, those that are contemplating, Lord God, whether there be a God or not, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to touch that soul right now, and let them know, Lord God, that under the sound of my voice, that you are real, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord God.
We give you the glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and glory to God. You know, sometimes it only takes one touch from God and everything will be all right, glory to God. Well, he's reaching out and touching you right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, if someone really going through a lot, you know, amen, hallelujah. And we say, Lord, I just don't know, Lord. I just don't know if he's real, glory to God. Well, on this day, believe that he is real. God is touching you in the area that you need him. Amen. Glory to God. He says, hallelujah, I am real. They're not ever real like me. Glory to God. You know, we serve a good God. Hallelujah. If you read the word of God, you'll find God in the word of God. That's how you know that he is real. The Bible ain't fake. You might get some fake people. Amen. Glory to God. But the Bible is not fake. The Bible is real. If you're reading and meditating on this word, then who that word going to get in you? And it's going to raise up a standard in you. Letting you know Jesus is real. Glory to God. And he's going to prove to you, amen, that he is real. Hallelujah. That sore that you had on your left leg, glory to God. God is healing it now. Right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the healing of that sore that's been on your leg. Hallelujah. Your left leg. It's been had a sore on it. Hallelujah. God said, I'm healing that thing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and glory to God. Amen. Let's just get into the word. Hallelujah. 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 He said someone with some muscle pain. God said he's going to heal that muscle pain you've been having. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that their muscle pain, Lord God. Oh, my God, that they've been healed, hurting in their muscles, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. He said you've been hurting the muscles in your legs. They've been hurting you so bad. He said begin to rub them, hallelujah. Feel the fire of God going through your legs right now. Good God Almighty, can you feel the fire, hallelujah. My God, my God. He said he's putting a fire in them. It's going to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You can get up and jog around now. You can get up and walk around now. You ain't got no more muscle pain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I'm trying. Hallelujah. And God, someone, you know, when you get ready to walk out your front door, hallelujah, every time you walk out your front door, you stop right there at the door and you say, oh, my, what is that? He said, that's my Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've been calling. Amen. Glory to God. So God said he's imparting. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord in you. Glory to God. You've been asking the Lord, if you will, let me see. Lord, let me feel a touch. So that's the touch, amen, that you've been getting. So you can go ahead and shout right now, good God Almighty. But that's the Lord's Spirit that he's imparting. Hallelujah. In you. Glory to God. So when you go out the door the next time, say, ooh, good God Almighty, thank you, Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost, because that's what it is. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Let's go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. And get into the message. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to start at verse 1, chapter 3, and I'm going to title this message, Trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3, trusting in the Lord. I'm going to start at verse 1. Amen. Hallelujah. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. You know what? If you keep the commandments of God, yeah, you said, well, yeah, we keep the Ten Commandments. Yes, we do. Glory to God. But guess what? There's a lot of commands in the Bible that God wants you to keep. Amen. Not just the Tenth Commandment. Glory to God. You got to keep all of God's commandments. Glory to God. You know, and the only way you can know what God commands us to do, amen, is we read the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God. And know God's Word and know God's will. Glory to God. Because when you grab hold, you don't want to let go. When you grab hold of that word, you don't want to let it slip out your hand. You know, some things will come along and try to take that word away from you. But whenever you are meditating on it, you know, say, hold up, I know that ain't right. Glory to God. I know what that word says. Then you can give it back to them. Just let them know, hallelujah, that ain't right. Hallelujah. So God, I've meditated on it. I know I done read it over and over and over again. Sometimes it takes for you to read it over again and know who God is. You know, you will have long life. And yet they may slide up on you that you don't know. You know, if you say it well in His word, okay, you're going to have trials and tribulations. Well, when a trial and a test comes, then you won't fall out, glory to God, like a little child having a test. So, you know, you won't fall out into the Lord. What is this? My God, what is this? What is this? That's why it's so important. Hallelujah. You will have long life. Yes, you will. Hallelujah. Knowing God's word, because you may fall out, amen, when things get to happen. You can grab hold. You can mount up, hallelujah. Oh, wings like an eagle. And fly high above that nest, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on down, hallelujah. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Guard them about thy lips. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. You know what? Amen. Sometimes you can get caught up. You know, God shows up mercy. He shows us mercy, glory to God. And when we sin and do different things, you know, that's why we can repent. Amen. And get back up again. You know, if somebody does something wrong, you know, and don't throw them under the bus. That's what we call it. You know, sometimes when you see somebody doing something wrong, now they know better. They shouldn't. Well, you know what? They said, okay, come on, sister. Let's get back up again and let's go on down the road. You got to show them your mercy. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Just as God showed you mercy, it's good for you to show them. Hallelujah. That you do care. Hallelujah. About their very soul. That you do care about their very being. That you do care if they're walking right and upright in the Lord. Glory to God. And he said, let truth, you got to bind truth around your neck, glory to God. You can't be lying and tipping and slipping and digging. You ever seen some people, glory to God, it's just the way it works, hallelujah. They would rather tell a story than tell the truth. They would rather tell a lie than tell the truth. You know, sometimes you can walk up to them and you can ask, you know, well, this, you know, just ask them something. And then they'll say, oh, yeah, that's the way it is. And you know, yeah, I knew this and I knew that. They don't be knowing nothing. Let your ready be there and your know be no. If you don't know, say, hold up, wait a minute. I don't know, but I will try to find out. That's what you got to do. Amen. Glory to God. Wherefore, glory to God. Because sometimes you can talk to some people, and I know I have. I've been there, done that. I talked to them. I'm like, okay, hold up. Wait a minute. But it's, oh, yeah, I already knew that. I'm like, okay, well, if you knew that, then why you didn't tell me? Glory to God. You could have stopped me from making a mistake if you already knew it. Glory to God. But they didn't know. They just want to pretend. You have pretenders out there that want to pretend they know. And I don't know if, okay, I didn't know that, but I thank you for sharing that with me. That makes sense. Thank you. But learn how. Amen. You got to learn also how to understand to take some criticism. Glory to God. If you want to give some, you got to learn how to take some. Glory to God. And if something you don't know, then guess what? You got to say, learn how to say, well, you know what? I don't know. Glory to God. Because no man knows everything. God, hallelujah. It ain't one person, man, and that's Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen. We're not perfect people. Amen. Because we live in an imperfect world. So what do that tell you? Hallelujah. That means neither of us are perfect. Glory to God. Let's move on down the road. Hallelujah. And let's move on down to 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. And it's something, hallelujah. I tell you the truth. Sometimes you can just, my God, do you really, really trust the Lord? Glory to God. You know, you say, well, you know what? I saw Sadie over there, and man, she was looking tore up from the floor. My God, I don't know about her name, Sadie. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sadie, I love you still, girl. But amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's, oh, my God, I saw Sadie tore up from the floor. Well, you know what? Maybe Sadie is going through something that you maybe could help her and pray her through it. Glory to God. And maybe, and you know, sometimes you see people with different clothes on. Yes, sometimes people know, you know, you need to dress appropriate. They know it. They know that they know. Yes. But if you see somebody, amen, say, so, well, no, that's the same thing last week. Well, maybe that's all they got. Yeah, and you ever say, well, you know what, Lord, if you show me, Lord, if I need to buy my outfit or if I need to give them something, amen, Lord, then show me, Lord, a way to give it to them without offending them. You know, because sometimes you say, well, here, hey, you need this because you don't need to be coming in. What you got on? Well, ask God to give you, amen, now go get some mercy right there. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Ask God to give you, amen, how do you need to sell it?
But you need to say it, and you need to say it, because there's going to come a time when sometimes things that you shouldn't really say at that point. You know, God will give you a certain time, because we have a certain time and a certain season where everybody want to rock everybody both off. Everybody want to get everybody told off. We may not need a season, amen, for you to handle something. So if it's not that season, if you're in that place, hallelujah, of understanding, then guess what? Just back off. So God will bring it back to your remembrance and say, you know what? And you need to, let's listen, amen. Hold it. Glory to God. Remember, amen, when he went to Adam, amen, and talk to him in the cool of the day. Hallelujah. That's what you got to learn. Don't always get pumped in the neck and snap your finger, glory to God. Well, I'm going to get them told. No, hold up. Go in the cool of the day. Amen. Well, man, you can get an understanding where you can talk to him. Amen. Let you show it. Glory to God. Well, don't just always snap your fingers and pop your neck. Hallelujah. Put your hand on your hip and let your backbone slip. Glory to God. Come on now. Glory to God. Go in the cool of the day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lean not to your own understanding. Hallelujah. Because sometimes your understanding, you may have the wrong information also. Glory to God. That's why we have to read the word daily to get an understanding and ask God for the discerning of the spirit. Hallelujah. To know what you're up against before you go and say something. Because sometimes you can reach out there in third field, hallelujah, when you're already standing right there on first base, leaving it alone. Glory to God. So I encourage you, hallelujah. Just hold on, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, and there comes a time, hallelujah, when you have to learn how to wait. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Let's move on down. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. Let's move on down to six. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Let's move on now to seven also. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Okay, these two scriptures right here, glory to God. You know, it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. That means that everything that you do, you should be acknowledging God. You should acknowledge God on what church you need to go to. You should acknowledge God on prayer. Amen. You need to go. You need to acknowledge God on who you need to marry. You need to acknowledge God on prayer. You spend your money. You need to acknowledge God on who you send your money to. Glory to God. You need to acknowledge God on whatever you do, especially on your jobs and different things. You know, even the goals that you have. The Lord, and my goals, your goals. Because if they ain't, then I don't want them. If you raise the Lord and give me yours. Because, you know, God is so much better than what we can think. Glory to God. That's why I said not on our own understanding, but that's why we seek the Lord our God through prayer and supplication. As we begin to pray to God, he will begin to release to us the things that we need to do, where we need to spend our money, what we need to do, and what we need to buy, what we don't need to buy, who we need to talk to, what we know, who we don't need to talk to. Glory to God. Because I don't need to talk to Sue Hub over here, because Sue Hub is negative, but I need to stay over here with Sadie, because Sadie, amen, glory to God, thank God for you, Sadie. Sadie over here, she's a positive sister. Amen, glory to God. And it sounds to me like, oh, Sadie, trust the Lord, thank God. Because Sadie says she ain't giving up on God. She didn't tell you, hallelujah, and not to trust God. Glory to God. Because if you're Sue Hub over here saying, well, you know what? You can't do the whole Bible. You can't read the whole Bible. You cannot say, you can't do what the Bible's telling you to do. Glory to God. Come on, man. Glory to God. You got to learn how to stay right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to stay right there and believe God, who God is. Glory to God. Don't let nobody pull you away. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody corrupt your path when you're on the right path. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you seek God for what you want, you seek God for what you need. You seek God for everything. That means you're trusting, hallelujah, in God and not in man, hallelujah. Even when sometimes you need money, maybe to pay your life bill or different things, you know, God will take you to sometimes to, you may have to get some sometimes, amen, glory to God, he will sometimes, yes, hallelujah. But listen, ask God first, who do I need to go to, Lord? And if I need to go to somebody, Lord, then Lord, show me who I need to go to. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't just go to anybody because they tell you business. Hallelujah. You know, it's a fact. Hallelujah. Yes, y'all know it's a fact. It's just the way God operates. Hallelujah. You can go to somebody who will never say, who will never breath a word. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, amen, there are people who buy money from other people. Glory to God, just tell it like it is. But you go to that person, amen, that God sent you to. He may tell you, well, you know what, amen,
going to tell nobody. She ain't going to say nothing about it. Glory to God. And that's what you do, hallelujah. Or whoever you may sing it to, because you know some people tell it, and not only they tell it, and tell it loud. And just understand, if you tell them, amen, they done told somebody else before you know it, it's in the street. And that's not the way God operates, you know. It's just not, hallelujah. Let's move on down, hallelujah, to number 8. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Let's move on to 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all fast increase. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Now you see here, amen. What he's talking about, amen. If you make a dollar, how much of that is God? Amen. Do the calculation. Hallelujah. If you make $10, how much of that is God? 10%. Amen. Do the calculation. Come on. Glory to God. And that's what you got to learn how to do. I don't care how much money you make. Remember to always give God his. Glory to God. And when you pay your tithes and your offering, and you know what? Don't worry about what the ministry is doing with it. Whatever you pay your tithes and offering, just know it's out of your hands. So you ain't going to be cursed. Glory to God. Say amen. Hallelujah. You ain't going to be cursed. Amen. That's why I said seek God, so he will show you what you need to do and how you need to do it, glory to God. And you ain't got to worry about it because it's going to be possible to you, hallelujah. You know, now so many people are holding on to their dollar, amen, to their hollow. My God, well, you know what? I got to pay this bill. I'm not going to give. Hallelujah. Well, you just keep right on saying that. So I said, main dollar, if you didn't give, glory to God. You won't need that many more dollars because you're going to get that many more bills. Amen. Hallelujah. And you keep saying, I got to find. You ain't got to find no money. Glory to God. And you stop eating the waffle. Amen. When they say the waffle, you stop eating the double mac. Glory to God. Amen. So you know what? I'm going to say this for the teams that I was going to go out. And then I'm going to sow this. Whether it's 5, 10, whatever it is. You start where you're editing and use what you got. Glory to God. And you ain't got it, you can't use it. And if you ain't got it, hallelujah, you can't lose it. So hey, guess what? Hallelujah. Then you hold on and use what you got. My God, because you know what? God always trying to get something to us. Amen. Not trying to take something from us. Glory to God. God is not a God of distraction. Amen. Or subtraction. Hallelujah. He's a God of multiplication. He multiplies. Amen. The seeds that we sow. It's a coming season. Hallelujah. That he's going to multiply. Hallelujah. Oh, mama, my Lord. All he wants you to do is sow. Hallelujah. And you drop this seed. Hallelujah. There's going to be an increase. Hallelujah. I really believe I'm saying, and when you drop this seed, I see it's $200. Glory to God. I don't know who it is. Hallelujah. Are you listening here on that way? But he said, when you drop this $200, hallelujah, that thing that you've been wanting, hallelujah, you're going to get it in an instant. Hallelujah. So I encourage you with that $200. I'm just saying, hallelujah. I just say what he say, hallelujah. Say what you see, hallelujah. If you drop that seed, then you're going to get it just like that. It ain't going to be nothing. Before we can, it can hit the ground. Good God Almighty. Huh? Hallelujah. He said it's going to be measured back. Because thou shake them together, run it over. Hallelujah. From me and give them to your bosom. Hallelujah. So it's going to be pressed down, shaking over. Hallelujah. Hey, I encourage you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, so many times I get so caught up on the dollar. Hallelujah. I mean, it's every time I listen to her show, she's talking about money. Well, I'm going to say like this here. Glory to God. I'm going to talk about it if Jesus come home. Hallelujah. If he keeps spinning in my spirit to say it, I'm going to say it. Glory to God. He's not trying to get nothing from you. He's trying to get something to you. So if you are afraid, hallelujah, to sow, amen, then keep it. Glory to God. Just keep it. Glory to God. But if you believe, hallelujah, that's the prophet has spoken on today. Hallelujah. Then you stole that money. Hallelujah. Not to me, amen. So with our worldwide ministries, hallelujah. That's who you sow it to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what God do. Hallelujah. You don't never know what God's going to do if you don't ever sow that. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. You gonna have all you need. Your barn gonna be filled to the rim with rim. Glory to God. You gonna have everything that you've been wanting, everything that you need. Hallelujah. Your healing. Hallelujah. In your body. Hallelujah. In your soul. Hallelujah. In your house. Hallelujah. For this a new refrigerator. Hallelujah. For this a new store. Whether it's a new car, whatever it is, you're going to have it. But that's what you got to learn how to do to make office, hallelujah. Just make sure that you're doing what you need to do. And just throw it on top of that, hallelujah. Don't get stagnant. God ain't stagnant, hallelujah. He's giving children everything they need, hallelujah. But you know what? So many times why you don't get it, because you don't do the right thing with it. But you expect God to bless you. But you got to learn how to do the right thing. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You expect God to bless you, but you don't do the right thing with what you get. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is moving. Hallelujah. So don't miss his move. Hallelujah. If you have stolen your tithes and you're still stealing, just go ahead and repent now. Pick up from where you're at. Amen. And begin with what you got and keep on moving down the road. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I see someone, 334. Let's see, 421. Did you mean to press the one? Glory to God. Amen. I usually don't do prayer at this time, but I see somebody have it pressed. I didn't know if they made a mistake or not. Glory to God. I see they pressed the one. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Amen. Hallelujah. You are alive and on the air. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead on. Amen. Glory to God. Now, we're going to go ahead and get ready to get off. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardoning your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord God. Lord God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed against you, Lord. And if you said that, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-bought, washed believer, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Welcome. Amen. I welcome you. Glory to God. Get in a Bible-believing church. Begin to read the Word of God. And if this was your prayer today, hit me up on Facebook. I have two pages. Prophet is Martha Williams. Amen. And then I have Martha Williams. Just hit me up and let me know. And if you have any prayer requests, you can also go on there and inbox me, and I will get back with you shortly. Amen. And pray with you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to remember, amen, Mercy Lane coming up next, the Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Go over and show her some love, and I encourage you, don't forget, amen, don't forget, amen, don't forget, next Saturday, the 12th, glory to God, that's when the stirring of the waters is going to take place. So don't miss the stirring of the waters, amen, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Now, we're going to go ahead on and get out of here so we can go and show Ministry Lane some love. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and have an awesome week, and may the Lord bless you richly. Amen.